It's the Scotty Meyer Show.
Hey, welcome to this week's edition of the show. Of course, I'm your host, Scotty Myers, and the lovely wife, Natalie, is back.
The lovely wife?
I kind of fucked that. Gross. I totally fucked that up.
You want to try again?
I would say my lovely
wife. Just
do
it right now again. 3, 2, 1. Boop.
Hey, welcome to this week's edition of the show. I'm your host, Scotty Myers, and joining me again, my lovely wife, Natalie.
Hi!
That's what I meant to
say. No!
I've had a day today. I don't know if it was the amount of carbs I had last night.
I thought you were
going
to say Coke.
No, that would have been good.
To snort?
Or to drink. Oh, either okay. Or, because I don't drink pop anymore, but now that you've said it, seems refreshing.
There's
on the tongue.
In the fridge. Caffeine-free, Coke Zero.
But
definitely,
I think,
not poison.
I think I was in a bit of a carb coma today.
Yeah.
So before we get into like the real topics of the week and whatnot, of course, if you listen to the show, you know I had signed up for this half marathon that I should have been in Disney last week doing, but I had to do it virtually. So I did that yesterday on very little training,
mm-hmm.
like really, and went out, did it. And you know what? Not to brag, 20 minutes faster roughly than I was for the half marathon that I did in Disney that I trained hard for.
Okay. That's really good.
Yeah. Now, in the reason why it was such a difference was because I had two massive calf cramps at the live one.
Oh.
That hobbled me for like the last, it's like 4 miles.
Okay.
So it was terrible. But this one was good. It was good. So Star Wars, a half marathon done in the books. I'm pretty proud of myself still.
Yay.
And then I read for Run Disney, they said it was the last year for the Star Wars Rival Run. So next year they will have a new event, which I'm assuming is still going to be Star Wars themed. But I think they just need to find a way to shoehorn the Mandalorian in.
Right.
I think that's really what.
Yes.
Why they're doing that. So that's cool. Hey, medals with Baby Yoda. I'm there for that. I am there for that. So anyway, very excited about that. On to the things that you can talk about because you don't really care about me running. You were on heart attack alert.
I definitely have my phone near me just in case. Just in case you fell or.
Yeah. I was just like, listen, if I get too far out and I can't make it back, I'm calling you to come pick me
that's
up.
That's fine. That's fine.
Anyway, so on to the things that you've noticed more than me because you're the one that checks the mail.
Oh, okay. Well, on the desk here, you'll notice a lovely generic card with tulips on it. Thinking of you at this beautiful time of year.
This isn't for me?
No.
This wasn't from you? Like a little surprise? Like, I love you so much?
No.
Here's a little card.
So you didn't even open it?
No.
So you thought that was for you, but you didn't open it?
Oh, I was going to wait to get a natural reaction on the show of me reading your love letter to me, but...
Anyway, it's someone else's mail. So I have this tendency that... I mean, we live in an apartment building, so obviously... And even in anywhere I've ever lived, I'm sure the people that live there now are still getting mail, right? Like you sign up for some mailing service or some gift card or some deal and mail will pop around.
Yeah.
And some places sell your address and you just get mail for no reason from a place you have never even heard of. So, yes, sometimes in our mail slot, we have credit card statements from some bank to some guy. I don't open those ones. I'll open the ones that seem more fun. Like, okay, somebody that used to live here had a serious account.
Well, I was going to bring that up. They got a better deal offer than I've got.
It was like $5 a month. And I was like, hey, look at this mail I opened. You should call them.
Pissed me off. It's like, I've been a loyal subscriber for years and you're giving this person that obviously doesn't care about you the way I do SiriusXM.
Yeah, they didn't even change their address.
I don't even know if this podcast is carried on SiriusXM. If they would like to make it up to me, I know Pandora, which they bought, has it.
Oh.
So I'm just saying. Just
okay.
Saying.
Well, and I know it's illegal, but don't judge me. But yes, I saw a gift a greeting card envelope in our mail. And I thought, look, I'm going to open this because it's... clearly a greeting from someone to someone who used to live in here. If there's a gift card in it or money, I'll find the people that it's intended for. I would not go that far. There was nothing in here.
I can hear a bunch of people right now going, sure.
It would be hard, but I would try. And then it would have to be the explanation of, how did you know there was a gift card or money in there? It fell out. So this lovely card, thinking of you at this beautiful time of year, was... it was sent to, I can't remember the last names, but it said like the blank family.
Yeah.
Clearly, we don't want to name. Clearly not us. So I opened it and it's signed by a bunch of different people. And it says, from the Caring Hearts ladies from the Bible Baptist Church in a place and in the U.S., which I will not name.
Which is crazy.
And I was like, what the? This is crazy. So I started Facebook searching the names of the ladies from the Caring Hearts Ladies Church group. And I found one in the city and the state where this church is located, which led me to find on her open friends list that I could see. Sometimes people have their friends hidden. Mm-hmm. I could see the name, the family name that was on the envelope that people used to live here.
Okay.
So then I started Facebook stalking the people who used to live here. And I really wish I didn't. Because they're kind of weird.
First off, before you get into that, really, like, you need like a TV show or you need to join law enforcement or something. Because I think we've talked about this on the show before. Yeah. Your incredible ability. And I say it's an ability because I've tried this and I get nowhere. You know exactly where to go, how to look, and you will find things. Like, we'll be watching a reality show, and you'll be like, found him. And we'll be watching Bar Rescue, and you'll be like, I found the guy, and there's his daughter, and there's the people they were yelling at, and there's the girl that got fired. And I'm like, what the fuck, John Tatt? Like, why?
Oh, yeah, there was that one time where I found the guy, and his daughter died or something. Died. And I was like, oh, man, that's so sad. But then the day of the funeral, because he's a big poster, he posted, like, a meme joke. Like,
I thought, yeah,
during the funeral. Because the funeral was, like, 2 to 4. And this post came out at, like, 2:45. Like, so you're at your daughter's funeral.
This one's just too good not to share.
Yeah, it was like a NASCAR joke. I'm like, that's really gross.
I loved my daughter, but fuck, this is funny.
It was very weird. But hey, that's the world we live in now.
So the people that used to occupy our apartment.
Yeah.
What have you learned?
So I learned that it's an older couple.
Okay.
They lived in the States for a while. Their son, they have a son and daughter. Anyway, their son is not active on Facebook, but his wife is. And so I started Facebook stalking his wife, their daughter-in-law. So the daughter-in-law and the son still live in the States. The daughter-in-law is a Trump supporter. And not in a, I don't know how to describe it. So she had a picture of her and her friend at a rally.
Ooh.
One of his rallies. And they were giving the thumbs up. And the post said, we finally got to see Trump. I don't always agree with what he says, but I'm so glad he's our president. I'm like, what? I don't think that makes sense. I mean, you don't have to agree with everything a politician says, but that guy doesn't say anything that's really that great.
You know what? I bet you that means she's just a Republican.
I guess. Because
I met a few in my travels that were like, I don't.
You're just glad a Republican's your
president. Like, I met a few people in my travels when I was traveling in the States that would say something along those lines of like, yeah, I don't really like him or I don't like this, but he's a Republican. I'm glad he's president.
All right.
Like,
well, then
so
she's a
maybe
Republican.
Maybe that's what that means, but it's interesting.
Yeah. And they also run a church here.
Oh, here?
In our neck of the woods.
We should go.
No. So, and it kind of makes me just think of, like, you start thinking about someone used to live here. And I know that it's an apartment and you have to assume that it's not a new building, that there's always going to be people that have lived here before you. But you almost feel a little like, what did the place look like? Because they were just a older couple living here by themselves. Did they have a bed in this room where we have a futon and a desk and...
Their sex dungeon?
Yeah. Did they bang in the room that we used to bang in?
I'm sure they did.
Did they separate the bathrooms like we do? Like, you use the main bathroom.
Yes.
As your man cave.
Bathroom.
I have...
the light and matches bathroom.
I have the ensuite bathroom, which, you know, has the closet there. So it's all one fluid, like, lady getting ready area.
Yep.
I just very curious. Did they get along with the neighbors across the hall, who are also an elderly couple that live alone with their little dog?
Who seem to like us at first, now not so much.
I don't think they like us.
No.
No.
No. I think at first it was like, oh, they're nice. And then, yeah. Eh.
I think that happens with all neighbors.
I think so, too.
Tolerate each other.
But it is weird. Like, that's the, when you think about, even with a home, like when we had our house.
Yeah.
And especially, like, with our house and talking to the neighbors, they were like, oh, the people that lived here before you were hellish. And when I was trying to clean up the yard and I just was finding like mounds of garbage.
Yeah, in the backyard. Just threw garbage out the deck. So it was a deck, you know, the kitchen was on what was almost like the third level. It was like the second level.
Yeah.
And the basement was above ground. Yeah. And they just like would go out on the deck and just
toss it,
huck it in the backyard.
Yeah. And so, you know, there was this giant pile of like dirt and garbage that I like had to level out mm-hmm. and clear the garbage out. And you think about those people and you think like, what the fuck were you doing in the house?
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, this older elderly couple, you know, obviously devout religious people and stuff like that. You think, okay, they're probably not hucking garbage off the balcony or anything like that. But also, like, if preacher scandals have taught me anything, like, you know, Jimmy Swaggart and Tammy Faye Baker and all those people, it's like those people are the freaky people. So maybe there was some crazy stuff going on in this apartment.
Maybe they had a sex swing in here.
Yeah, they filled the holes in the ceiling or something like that.
They filled the holes all right.
But yeah, it is weird when you actually try to think about the people that lived where you lived before you lived there.
And it also distracts my brain from thinking, I just opened someone else's mail and broke the law.
Right. You should be serving hard time.
Oh, no.
But your quote, here's the thing, and this I quickly shot this one down. Your quote yesterday, I need binoculars.
Oh, my God, because there was like, so the apartment building's behind us. They're far enough away. And it was a sunny day. It wasn't really that warm. But the guy on like the penthouse floor of the apartment building behind us was topless, nude.
He definitely was topless.
I want to see. He looked like the guy from the Ritz commercials. Who's that guy with the white hair? He's very tanned.
George Hamilton?
Yeah, he looked like George Hamilton from here. I want binoculars.
No.
I'll be discreet.
If you get binoculars, I'm going to be living rear window every week of my life.
Yeah, that's what I like, Jimmy Stewart.
You're totally going to just be like,
but that means you're Grace Kelly or his weird nurse.
How did I get downgraded to the weird nurse right away?
She made him sandwiches. I mean, that seems like the most ideal situation.
There wasn't even a pause there.
I'd be the one gazing out of boredom, making up stories about the neighborhood, and you'd be bringing me sandwiches and milk.
I bring you pre-made sandwiches.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, I don't make sandwiches, but yeah, no to the binoculars.
We'll see.
But just do it, because it is a kind of a mind trip to think about the people that lived in your, if you know them. Like if you know
or just open their mail and figure it out for yourself on Facebook.
There you go. Just, you know, brush for fingerprints afterwards so you don't
have to go poop.
Okay. Oh, geez. That was everybody's excited about that. I'll get into the geek news of the week. And we will start in the world of Marvel. Big news from Marvel this week. A couple of big stories, actually. First, they released the first teaser trailer for Shang-Chi. And I got to say, it looks pretty sweet. It looks like a really great old school martial arts action movie. And I was digging it. I was 100% into the trailer. I'm hoping that they don't kind of screw us around like they did with Iron Man when it was like, oh, we're going to give you the Mandarin. And then, oh, it's just an actor, which was such bullshit. I don't think they're going to do that with this film. But it looked good. If you haven't seen the teaser yet, it is up on our socials. Of course, the Scotty Mars Show on Facebook and Instagram, at Scotty Mars on Twitter. Go check it out. And they didn't even, I mean, they shoehorned in a little comedy at the end, which is typical Marvel and usually one of my pet peeves. But this one wasn't terrible. This one felt fitting for like an action movie. So I kind of dug this one. Other big news in the world of Marvel is Emilia Clarke has joined Secret Invasion show. So she'll be joining Samuel L. Jackson as Nick Fury. We don't know what character she's playing as of yet. Of course, if you go to the Secret Invasion comic book series and you try to figure out who she may play, Varanki is a possibility. of course, she was key to that storyline, and as was Spider-Woman. So maybe that's a possibility. Maybe that's where we get our debut of Spider-Woman is in Secret Invasion. And it could be another character. I mean, there were lots in that story, but those would be my two front runners. You get somebody of Emilia Clarke's name, and you can't just give them a small role. So good news there for Secret Invasion. It has upped my anticipation for that show for sure. James Gunn doing a lot of chatting lately. We'll be talking about him as it relates to the DC world a little bit later on. But he did say that he's going to be shooting some Guardians of the Galaxy footage, some extra stuff when they get together to shoot Guardians 3. He's going to be shooting some stuff for the Guardians of the Galaxy ride headed to Epcot. That will be opening in 2022 is when the ride is slated to open. And there's also going to be a Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special headed to Disney Plus. It's a one-off special, and he'll be shooting some of that when they all get together to shoot Guardians 3 as well. So lots of Guardian stuff on James Gunn's plate. But that's not all. We'll get to a little bit more of the things that he's working on when we get into DC news a little bit later on. Switching over to Star Wars news. Not much this week, but a couple of little tidbits. One of the greatest Star Wars video games. Nay, I say one of the greatest video games of all time. Knights of the Old Republic is getting a remake. It is in development right now. This is fantastic news. They might actually, I mean, if they're going to remake it, update it a little bit, maybe tweak the story a little bit here and there, they may make it canon. Because right now, it would be considered outside. It'd be in that Legends world of Star Wars. But if they're going to remake it, all the games that are coming out now are considered canon, and all the events happened in the timeline. Maybe this is what brings Knights of the Old Republic into the timeline. And it'd be a great way to do it. It'd be a great way to introduce these characters to the main timeline and the main, you know, canon story through the video game that's already been so, so well received that most fans consider it canon, even if, you know, Disney and Lucasfilm and whatnot are saying it's not. It's that fucking good. I usually don't get too excited about game remakes because once you've played it, you've played it. But this one, I'm pretty stoked for. And the director of The Last Jedi, Rian Johnson, was supposed to direct an episode of The Mandalorian last season, but unfortunately, scheduling conflicts, he couldn't line it up. And he's still hoping that he can get in the director's chair for an episode of The Mandalorian, hopefully for next season. And I'm of a mixed mind of this. As much as I love Rian Johnson, and I've said many, many times, his films I've enjoyed outside of The Last Jedi, like Looper is a great sci-fi film. The Last Jedi to me was just out of place for the Skywalker trilogy and the Skywalker story. You know, I just felt like it kind of disregarded a lot of what the groundwork that had been previously laid, whether you're talking original trilogy, prequel trilogy, or The Force Awakens. I just thought there was a lot of stuff that he was kind of like, nah, fuck it. And that would be my fear with him jumping in on The Mandalorian is, you know, would he be writing this story as well for the episode? Because the last thing we want is, you know, Mando to show up with the Grogu in his hands and he just tosses it over his shoulder. Because that just wouldn't work very well. I don't think that would play. Much the same way Luke throwing a lightsaber away didn't play. So, trepidation is what I have when we talk about Rian Johnson being involved with The Mandalorian. Again, I think the guy's a very gifted filmmaker, so the fact that he still could be working on his own full-fledged trilogy in the Star Wars universe, I'm down for that. Because then he can play by his own rules, set up his own characters, and do his own story. And I think that's probably where he works best, is when he's working with his own stuff. You know, so maybe that's where Rian Johnson can shine in a galaxy far, far away. Switching over to DC Comics and news coming out of DC. For, you know what, usually I skip the comic book news, but it was announced today that Booster Gold and Blue Beetle are getting a limited 8-run issue series starting in July, which is awesome. That just makes me happy on many, many levels. So I had to share that, and I'll bring up Booster again here in a minute. Now, if you remember, man, years ago, DC announced that Steven Spielberg was going to make a Black Hawks movie, which is basically like fighter pilots from like World War II era. It's kind of the basis of those characters. And we haven't heard anything about it in years. So many people just assumed that it was a project that was announced and never got anywhere and was dead. Word came out this week that that is still in development, that Spielberg is still attached, and that Blackhawks is still kind of having a slow gestation period over at Warner Brothers. So it's not a dead project as of yet. Look, it took The Rock damn near a decade from being casted to starting filming on Black Adam. So I don't think we've hit the 10-year mark yet for Blackhawks. So let's wait a little while before we declare it dead. But good to hear that that project still has some life in it. And a couple of weeks ago, I was talking about Michael Keaton coming out and saying, oh, hey, wait a minute, I'm not confirmed to be coming back as Batman for the Flash movie. That was rumor. Like, I haven't signed anything, you know, blah, 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 and might not be happening. And I said that I thought that that was just a smokescreen from Michael Keaton, that if you were Warner Brothers and you let it out that Michael Keaton was returning to as Batman in the Flash movie, and that he was going to be acting as kind of a guiding figure potentially for the Flash, and you didn't have that contract signed, somebody would need to be fired. Well, it has been confirmed now that Michael Keaton is returning as the Dark Knight in the Flash film alongside Ben Affleck's Batman. And who knows who else is going to show up in that movie. I have a feeling there's more surprises to drop in the Flash casting and the whole story they're going to be telling there. But Keaton's agency confirmed it. He is going to be back as Batman in the Flash movie, which has started filming, which is great, great news. We're finally going to get to see the Scarlet Speedster on the big screen. Of course, Ezra Miller returning as Flash, and a great cast around him. Really looking forward. I'm very, very excited for the Flash movie. But there's like three DC movies filming right now, and this is just a weird coincidence, but they're, you know, you got Black Adam, The Flash, and Shazam, Fury of the Gods, the Shazam sequel. Those three filming right now, all lightning bolts in the logos. So kind of weird. Just an odd little coincidence. And we talked about James Gunn a little bit earlier. And of course, he's got a lot of stuff coming up for Guardians of the Galaxy. He has said that Suicide Squad is 100% done and ready to go, which really sucks that we still have to wait till August to see the thing. But he's been talking and hinting at a few more DC projects. Of course, he did Suicide Squad. He directed at least a couple episodes of the Peacemaker TV show for HBO Max that has spun out of the Suicide Squad. And now he's hinting that he may be doing some more work in the DC film universe. Didn't really drop any names or any direct hints as to, you know, who would he be working with, what characters he'd be working with, but just kind of hinted that, you know, he had such a good time with the Suicide Squad and that he would like to do some more work in the DC universe. So be curious to see who he works with as far as characters go. Now, earlier I mentioned Booster Gold and Blue Beetle. Those would be two characters that would fit very, very well with James Gunn's sensibility and filmmaking style. I would love to see those two characters get some big screen love with James Gunn, you know, kind of overseeing that. I think that would work out really, really well. Who would you like to see James Gunn have a hand in and bring to the big screen from the DC film universe? You can let me know, the Scotty Mars Show on Facebook and Instagram, and of course at Scotty Mars on Twitter. And that will do it for this week's edition of the show. Thank you so much for taking some time to joining us. Don't forget, tell your friends, and until we chat again, have a great week.